with Brew and Dits on holidays for a couple of weeks. Triple M's Rush Hour guys are with you, Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Overnight news.
Now, Bern, yes. you flew on to Perth yesterday to get ready for the big GF. Paint the picture. What's the vibe like? Just tell us. How's the nostrils flaring?
Yeah, well, even just on the flight, Jars, everyone was in their footy colours. A lot of Bulldogs and Melbourne scarves, and everyone just, this is the week where everyone just shows their colours, and yes. I touched on a little bit before. Doesn't matter what team you go for or who you support, they all just wear their colours. And I was saying, I've seen West Coast Guernsey, I've seen Adelaide Guernseys. It doesn't matter if your team's in it or not. There's just that flavour, that footy flavour at the moment. And they're embracing it over here, Jars. Great. Big footy state in WA. And it's a beautiful thing. As you come in from the airport to the city where I'm staying, you just sort of look over to the left, and it's like Optus Stadium just appears as it just slowly appears, this big stadium. It looks like it's almost on an island with the Swan River running around it, and it just looks like it's almost like a Coliseum type feel, and I just can't wait.
Well, I read a report, or someone said that the Optus Stadium's better than the MCG Stadium. I don't think so.
It's a tough one. That's a tough call.
I reckon when you're in there, Bern, it's like a mini MCG.
Okay.
It's got that same sort of feel. But all their lighting and the shows that they put on in between the sporting action is quite remarkable.
Because it's such a new stadium, they've got all the state-of-the-art everything, lighting. And they're going to have the night halftime entertainment. Yeah. That's going to be at night. So they designed the starting time around that. So it's going to be fascinating, and I can't wait for the build-up. Friday's the big build-up day, though, for me.
That's the one.
Luncheons and corporate things going on everywhere.
And then a couple of little beers tonight, Bern, just to get you in the mood.
Quiet ones. I've got to do a live cross for the bounce tonight, so I've got to make sure.
Okay, we'll be sharp. Now, Michael Voss was appointed yesterday as Carlton's new senior coach, but former Carlton president John Elliott has passed away after he suffered a recent fall. Hadn't been well, 79 years old, and one of the great characters of Australia, wasn't he, Johnny Elliott? And much love figure down at the Carlton Football Club. So
had blues blood running through his veins, didn't he?
Condolences to the Elliott family.
And Michael Voss will be joining us at 7:30.
Thank you, G. Nice hook.
Hey, just a little bit of cricket news as well. Spot on yesterday. Of course, we had Nathan McAndrew on yesterday's show.
Sounds like you.
And he makes, Callum Ferguson, I reckon. But he makes his debut today. And Jake Carter will bat at number 3. So the Shield season is underway today at Karen Rolton Oval. SA taking on WA. Starts at 10 a.m. Just a little bit more cricket news. The Strikers have signed a new overseas player. George Garton, his name is 24-year-old. All-rounder, bowls left arm fast, aggressive middle order player, and he's a gun fielder. He's the new Strikers international. On the Rush Hour, Jars, we like to go behind the scenes a little bit and let the family know what goes on.
Yeah,
yesterday morning after the show, Boom, we went down to Kinetto and had a beautiful coffee.
Beautiful down there.
Toasted sandwich. How good were the sandwiches down there?
Oh, great. Love it.
And then, Jars, because you spend a lot more time in there than probably me and Bernie.
No, I don't.
Well, I do. There was a young lady down there that was helping us out, and she came up to the table with our toasted sandwich and our coffee, and you interacted with her, and you were calling her lovey, you know, like as you do, thank you, lovey,
like everyone,
you know, how's
everyone
your
lovey,
day? And then you said, and then you said to her, and what are you up to lately? And she goes, oh, well, actually, I've got a few days off. I'm going up to the Flinders Rangers. And you said, geez, you love the Flinders Rangers, don't you? And she went, never been there. What was going on there? What went through your head?
Her and her lovely husband are going to the Flinders Rangers.
Yeah, and you said, you love the Flinders Rangers.
Yeah, did
and
I?
She said, never been there.
What do you mean, Blue? What went through his head?
Nothing
goes. Everything goes through.
Bit of grey matter.
You engage with people, and she's a lovely young soul, and she's got a nice husband, and she's getting some bit of a rest from her little child.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you knew them quite well, Jazz.
Yeah,
what were their names?
I don't.
He doesn't even know our names.
It was funny.
I was talking like you, though. That was your sister
best
or something.
You love the Rangers.
Love the Rangers. Ever been there? You been there?
Oh, I haven't actually.
There you go.
Have you?
No.
Bernie Blue and Jars on Triple M.
Boys, I just want to just acknowledge one of the great callers of our great game, Dennis Committee. He's been doing it for 50 years.
50 years.
He's been at Triple M since 2010. Is that correct?
12.
beautiful man. We had him on a regular spot here on the Rush Hour many years ago. But just want to say farewell to the great man, Dennis. He's a beautiful bloke, a great bloke to have a cup of tea with. But we just thought we'd do a little montage to say thank you, Dennis. Tomorrow's his last call, chaps, for Triple M football after 50 years. So we say to you, Dennis, thank you.
There is emotion attached to it, I guess. After it's finished and you're walking out the door, you'll think, well, that's been good, you know. And if it's a good game, all the better. All the better.
We've got the best in the business. Here he is, Dennis Cometti.
Sorry, I'm late. I've got a note. A couple of players breaking hard for Fremantle. And the kick not good enough. DeMond sends it back towards half forward for North. Oh, Garner over the top. What a mark. Kennedy. Daddy'll get the distance. Goes long. Wait for the goal square. Right. Taken the mark of the year off the hands of that pack in the goal square. Melbourne have got it. Dragged down.
He's got it.
McDonald's kicked the goal. He had the nerve of a riverboat gambler. Found Roberts. It was like a downhill putt at the Masters. He attracts a crowd. They're hanging off him. It's like a conga line out there.
I mean, if you've got a life-size replica of the Trevi Fountain in your living room, people think, well, he's going okay.
Rocker comes to it. Well, Rocker, like my wife driving, needs a fair bit of lane.
Wilson, like a cork in the ocean over his head. Oh, my word. What a goal.
Ben Burlow closing. Monfries has kicked a goal. Unbelievable. Haven't seen anything like that. It's gone at right angles.
Look at the bend on that.
But Pythagoras is watching. Explain that.
Thorpe on terms with Hall. They've got about 15 metres to swim. Thorpe's in front. Thorpe and Hall. Thorpe goes in. Australia win.
Wonderful chase by Heath Shaw. It came up behind him like a librarian. He never heard. Surprise, everybody else in the library is shouting. He's got the football.
It's a good game.
All of it. How is that? What are some of those calls off the cuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like my wife driving. She needs plenty of lane. I enjoyed that one. Stuck up behind him like a librarian.
Yeah, like a downhill putt at the Masters. You'd be very careful.
What a great man. You know, he wrote a letter to every player that played their first or got on an AFL list and found out their background.
Brilliant.
When I first got drafted, letter from Dennis Cometti and asked me a few questions. Where do I play my footy and what do I enjoy and so what's my other sports? Wow. And that's why he was so good.
What an iconic voice as well. As soon as you hear that voice, you know it's Dennis Cometti. One of my highlights, Byrne, called the cricket with Dennis Cometti at the MCG. It was a T20 game. And it was David Warner's first game for Australia when he went nuts against South Africa. So,
all the best, Dan. Finally, he's got his gig. Finally, he's found the NAFL club that will back him in, and he joins us on the Rush Hour this morning, Michael Voss. Good morning, Vossy, and congratulations, mate, the new Carlton Football Club senior coach.
Jars, gentlemen, thank you very much. Oh. Yeah, very, very exciting. Well within 24 hours.
Well done, Vossy. Now, you know you've got a massive job ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, well, all coaching jobs do. So they've only become bigger over the time and with some greater responsibilities. But look, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Come back into this gig, coming back to Port Adelaide and had a goal in mind. And, I love my time at Port Adelaide and the Port Adelaide people. It's, it's been extremely grateful for my time there. And they're just in such a great spot. And I guess now it's you get your own team to work with and pour your IP into.
Vossy, run us through the process. How many times did you meet with Carlton? When did the conversation start? Because obviously you're coaching at Port Adelaide. It must be tough to balance or get that right, the balance.
Well, actually, all of it didn't really transpire until the season had finished. So they knew where I stood on that if I was going to be part of the process. And whenever the completion of the season was in my view, when it was going to be start, because it takes a fair bit of mental power to obviously put yourself into a process like that. And especially over such a really condensed 2-week period of time. And there was lots of phone calls, lots of conference calls, obviously clearly meetings as well with the selection panel. And and it finally got ratified, obviously, yesterday as I walked in. Even yesterday when I walked in, I wasn't expecting that I'd get the news. So I thought I might have been able to get my best kit, A kit out. But I can't, I come in with my sea kit on and not exactly expecting the news that I got. So it was welcome news that I got.
Awesome. That would have been funny if you whipped to your bag and got your suit out or something. Run us through, for those out there that don't know, what do you do to get a senior coaching role? This is your second time round. You got to present to the board. Who do you present to? And what do you go through, a game plan?
Yeah, well, obviously they want to know pretty much everything about you. I mean, generally starts at that is just who are you and what do you stand for and what are your philosophies? Clearly, how you're going to play, what structure you're going to put around you, what environment would you put around the players? How do you develop the players? So there is a full gamut of criteria that you have to fulfill, and it's just impossible to be able to do that with one. In one meeting, it'd be just too large. So obviously the first one was pretty big, but to get in front of them a couple of days ago was really important. Luke Sayers was in that meeting and so was Brian Cook. And so they were able to throw some questions at you and try and test you a little. And obviously it was fantastic to get the news that I had the job.
Fossey, congratulations. And speaking to a few of the Port boys, they absolutely love you. But did you ever, long time in between drinks, did you ever get to the stage where you thought maybe it wouldn't happen again?
Lots of times. And there's been a few times where it's been really close or a couple of times where you felt like it's been really close and then it's been taken away. And even when this process was unfolding, Alistair Clarkson came back into the conversation and as one final check. So I thought, oh, here we go again. It's going to happen again. But I probably have to thank Alistair as much as anybody else for the job. But yeah, I mean, just to be able to sort of work your way through that. And it really has been a journey of self-discovery for me. You know, like it's been 8 years since my last job and there's clearly some things that I wanted to go back and work on and highlighted some things that I needed to address, and it was never going to take a short time. It was always going to take a long time, and I'm just fortunate that I had a club that was willing to embrace that and support my own journey.
How well do you know this group, Vossie? Obviously, I only announced yesterday. How quickly do you put the list management hat on and say, you know, I want him, I can move him on, because there's all little rumours going around who's on the move at Carlton. How quickly do you get into that? Is that now?
Well, we had a quick discussion yesterday, but it was really just to get my eyes across it. They're well and truly ahead of this. We talked about some, assistant coaches. We obviously then went into the guys' war room and started to talk about the list and where things are at, potential moves, what might be arriving. But it was just an opportunity, really, for me to be able to ask some questions and ask some more questions about the guys that are there and the needs that we have and probably get an update on where things are at with players that we're trying to court. So it was other than that, nothing else. But I mean, I think the next couple of weeks is that's what that's for. And I get to buzz around the Carlton Football Club for a couple of weeks and just meet some people and just immerse myself into the club.
Hey, Vossie, I know it's not your problem now, but a lot of our listeners would want to know, what happened against the Bulldogs with that prelim?
Oh, difficult to diagnose. It's been actually a really interesting time post that game because obviously clearly you're very emotional and hurt and disappointed and about the result, and then by Wednesday I'll sort of have my mind and trying to think about what was required to win a senior coaching role. And so it's been a bit of an emotional couple of weeks, I must admit. So it's been difficult to try and diagnose. I suspect that a lot of the work the coaches will put in won't be just around that particular game itself. We have to make sure we're really clear on what happened there, but there'll be also a macro view on, okay, in our losses, what happened and how do we bridge this gap between some of the sides weren't able to get the job done against.
Vossie, all the best, mate. No doubt you're going to get your sleeves rolled up and get into work. So we really, really appreciate your time this morning. So enjoy the grand final tomorrow, mate, and then get to work on Monday. And good luck, buddy.
Thanks for your support, gents. Really appreciate it. Cheers.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Oh,
yeah. Good appointment.
Great news for Carlton.
Really excited to see what his journey looks like with the Carlton Football Club.
Oh, the big one tomorrow, gents. Melbourne taking on the Bulldogs, of course. The bounce is at 6:45, but Triple M have got you covered all day, starting with Dead Set Legends, then the Rub. We cannot wait for this one, gents. Firstly, I'll start with you, Jars. Looking forward to it. Should be, the build-up's been immense, and both, they're probably the best two teams.
They are. And this is going to be a physical game from the first bounce. And, Boone, what will the Demons expect from the Western Bulldogs early in this grand final?
Oh, it'll be a hot footy. They play a real, and that's why they go so well when it comes to finals, because they play a real finals type brand, contested footy, crash and bash. They flick it out with handball. They really use a lot of handball, which you don't see good or finals teams do too much, but they just seem to be able to flick it, almost throw it out at times to players, but they just outnumber at the contest, Jars. So if you're watching the TV tomorrow in grand final night, you look at the screen and press pause on your remote and just look at the Bulldogs numbers. But Melbourne are coached the same way, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Look at the Bulldogs numbers around the footy. They just outnumber, out hunt, and teams can't go with them.
No.
Against Port Adelaide, you pause the screen, it'd be four or five Bulldogs players to two Port Adelaide players, and numbers win out. That's what they'll expect. The Heat, they'll come for Max Gawn. I reckon they'll really target him. He's a key to this game. Obviously, a huge prelim. He's not going to do what he did in the prelim, kicking five goals. One of the best performances by a ruckman ever, almost, in a final. He won't do that, but they'll target him. They'll hit him off the ball.
So who's the X factors? Because you've got Bontempelli and you've got Petraka, the two stars in the midfield. Who's the big X factor inside forward 50 for the respective clubs?
Oh, Aaron Norton, he had an outstanding prelim. He was his contested marking ability for a 21-year-old is unbelievable. Mm. I didn't realise he was only 21 until I looked it up. But he was crashing packs and not just taking great marks, but he was, at worst, he brings it to ground and then the smalls can come into play. Got some speed inside 50, the Dogs. So, but they've got to be very wary of Stephen May and Jake Lever. Their main role is to keep them accountable, because we saw the Dogs did a very good job with Alirelia in that prelim final. They sent Shacky to him and they attacked him too. Off ball, they were attacking Alir. He hadn't had to deal with that at all this year. At any game I've done Port Adelaide, I have not seen any of that. He was allowed to do what he wanted. So whether they let Jake, I'd send someone to Jake Lever. I think he's a number one intercept player in the competition, and he has such a big say on the when Melbourne play well, and especially in these big games. And it just settles the Melbourne team, I feel. He takes a big intercept mark going inside 50 and they can take a breath. They win the ball back and they go back down the other end. I think if you're putting time into him, puts a lot of pressure on Stephen May to do the same thing in the air, which I don't think he's quite as good at. Mm-hmm. He's strong in the contest, Stephen May, a great player, all Australian, but I think Lever's better in the air, so I'd put time into him if I was the Dogs.
Boys, that first 10 minutes, both teams will be nervous, no doubt about it, but how important is the start?
Well, it's very important. You just got to be calm and composed and just get a touch early. I think as a player, you just want to touch early, don't you, Byrne? And that settles you down. If you get a touch early in the game, you're away.
Nah, you certainly do. Just get a little touch early. Just get it going forward. Just, it's all about just keeping things simple early too. You don't want to get too overawed by the situation. Otherwise, you see teams do it. They give free kicks away. They do silly frees. They react. There's a 50-metre. All of a sudden, you've cost yourself a goal and then your teammates are spraying each other. And then it can get out of hand really quick in the final. So just a bit of calmness. I reckon early's good. If you win the footy, just find a mark and even find two or three marks in a row. And then you go, right, we're here. We've arrived. The big crowd's seen us. We're settled. It's almost the first team that settles. We'll probably win this game because two very even sides, stars everywhere. Mm. Christian Petraka, he's an X factor through the middle who can also go forward. He's only one of two players that has averaged 25 touches and a goal a game this year in the competition.
Winner and Norm Smith, boys.
Western Bulldogs by 7 points and Jack McRae, Norm Smith medalist.
Yeah, I'm going Melbourne by 9 points and Clayton Oliver, Norm Smith.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff. I'm exactly the same. Melbourne and Oliver, Norm Smith.
You're just copying Burnham.
Well, we had 38 disposals last time they played, Jars. 25 contested, 8 clearances.
Yeah, okay.
Get around him.
Yeah, all right. Our final hour, chaps, and then Ditz is back next week. So we're filled in the chair for a good 5 days. I think we've done a reasonable job.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, actually.
Have you really?
Bit of a change, Jars.
Nice. Yes. Burns, he's in WA getting ready for the big GF, which is
unreal. Just coming up here.
It's the sun's up, is it, Burn?
Yeah, the sun's just peeping over the building next to me. I'm in the Perth Triple M studio.
Nice.
And there's people already walking down the street. What is the time here?
Well, you just said the sun's up.
6:37.
Yeah, 6:37. Now, I was up at 4 a.m. this morning. Perth time.
Grand final. Yeah, there's the old grand final themes. The songs. Yeah. Great songs.
Yeah, love them. What's yours, Jars?
Mike Brady belts out his. Mine's is one day in September.
Oh,
lovely.
Oh yeah.
And there is, isn't it?
Yep.
This is my favourite.
What about you, Blue? You got a footy song?
What's yours, buddy?
Well, grand finals, we are the champions.
Okay.
Oh. Got that, Tim?
There's my boy, Freddie.
This is only if you win it.
Yeah, you've got to win it first.
Boys will sing this in the shower after the game.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in there with them. Melbourne with them.
Well, you've got to de-robe then.
Don't drop
the soap. I'll be having a shower. I don't care.
You don't care.
I have no towel,
champagne,
no nothing.
Champagne. That's the best part of winning a grand final, you're in there with all your mates.
Naked.
Yeah, having it and getting on it and singing this song.
Well, you know what I like?
What's yours?
A local boy, Greg Champion, the thing about football.
Yes, good.
Football.
Great man. Sing it, Bert.
Yeah.
Football.
You've been getting into the singing a lot lately, haven't you,
I think,
Bern?
I'm a singer.
What else have we got,
G? Do they pump out up their kazalians before the grand final?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, definitely.
He'll be doing that tomorrow. Yeah. I think this is the one, isn't it? This is our anthem for Australian rules footy. He's going to be doing it again tomorrow in the middle of the MCG on his own. Mike Brady.
Oh, this is getting me in the mood.
Yeah.
Get me out there.
What about
playing? I'll put the Guernsey on. Oh, look at still him. Fit.
Look what at about him. This one? Anytime we play this on Triple M, this one gets me pumped. We were marching as one. Come on. On the road to the Holy Grail.
I just recall this 97, the Crows, when the siren sounded and my brother ran amok. And I hear this song all the time. Reminds me of my brother.
Stop it, Jeez. Too early. You're stop getting it. Me up. I'm meant to have this up out of this.
Anyway.
All right.
Enjoy your day tomorrow, Clan.
Yeah, Triple M Rocks footy all arvo tomorrow. Oh, the grand final kicks off at 6:45 p.m, and you can stream it live on the Listener app.
Bern, you got a funny story about someone's went to the wrong venue.
I'll tell you what's funny. You just cooking that.
No, I didn't.
You did the Dennis Cometti intro, and someone said you did really well. And you just butchered that.
You've got a story about
1, 2, 3, 5, 3. When have you butchered an opener like that before?
I've got to get my head clear.
No. As you know, I got over here yesterday afternoon, landed, and there's a lot of people around. I run into the great Johnny Platton. Obviously, the 1987 Brownlow medalist for Hawthorn.
Number 44.
Well, he's only 170 centimetres, Johnny Platton. That's very small. Mm. Anyway, run into it. Brownlow medal night, Sunday night. Great night for SA footy. Ollie Wines winning. But it's always in Melbourne. It's always at Crown. At Crown Melbourne, they have the big, all about the wags, the red carpet and everything. So he just automatically thought, didn't read the invite, because all the past players went. They get an invite, all the past winners. And he's just gone, well, it'll be at Crown Perth. No, he's just done the maths. It's a pretty simple equation, and I sort of agree with him. He's rocked up. Nothing at Crown Perth. I'm here for the Brownlow.
He's quiet.
He would have been in his tux.
Where's all the cameras? Where's all the red carpet? What's going on? Mr. Platton, it's at Optus Stadium. It's at the ground. They held it at the ground this year, boys. So he's at the wrong venue, which made me think. Mate. When have you gone to the wrong venue for things? Weddings, birthdays, football games. Brad Crouch this year, he went to the Etihad Stadium and the game was at the MCG, so he was late to a game. Bloody Crouchy. Come on, mate.
Another legend, Jeff Thompson.
Tomo.
Some say the fastest bowler that's ever played the game.
He is.
Scary. Yeah.
Well, he's not all that cluey, to be honest, Jeff Thompson. He was doing a lot of sporty, so he was going to go to Perth for a week, Bern, to do some sporties. And he rocked up to the airport and said, "Oh, Jeff Thompson, I'm on a flight, blah, blah, blah. Can I have my ticket, please?" And then after a bit of digging, the lady comes back and goes, "You're a week early. It's Monday next week, Jeff." So he had to get his bags and get back in the taxi and went home.
Better be an early than late, though, I suppose.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. Let's go to Jared of Henley Beach. Good morning, Jared.
ladies and gents. How are you, boys?
Hello.
Got a good story for you. I spent a bit too much time on Mitchell Street the night before, and we were scheduled. I thought we were playing at TIO in Darwin, and it was actually at the Garden. So I drove in my footy boots, ended up kicking four, and got best on.
Well done.
There you go. See, some people good. Don't need warm ups.
The adrenaline pumping.
Good prize, please, Chief.
Oh, yeah, Jared, we're going to send you off to the New Shoots Music Festival growing out of Kangaroo Island on November 20, Spider Bait and Killing Heidi headlining. How good's that?
Oh, bloody Bender, looking forward to it.
Good on you, Jazz. Well done.
Make sure you get the right venue.
Yeah. And the right ferry.
Kangaroo Island, can't really go wrong there.
Any more calls, Jay?
You've got a text line, a text through here on the text line 0488 51047. Yeah. I heard that South Gawler went to the wrong oval on Saturday, but they managed to get to the game by halftime and stole the cup right out of Williston's hands.
Too early. Hasn't even been a week.
I'm not laughing, Jazz.
Keep them coming. Yeah, what's the text line? I like those.
0488 51047, the Automasters text line. Let's go straight to BJ from Nuriupa.
How are we going?
Good, BJ.
Had my niece's birthday down at the Snit House, just down at Elizabeth there. So yep. We've rocked up and, said, oh, yeah, birthday party for 20. No, there's nothing here. It was a Snit House down in the city.
Oh,
that's a fair way
to prize, please, G. Uber. A prize for BJ. BJ, we're going to send you along to the Sample Statewide Super League prelim final tonight at Adelaide Oval. You and three mates. Hope you can gather them up quickly. Yep. Let's go to Scotty in Darlington. When have you gone to the wrong venue?
Yeah, it actually wasn't the wrong venue. It was the right venue, but the wrong date.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Legends. It was Crowded House had come into town, the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, quite some years ago when the tickets were like hen's feet to get. And me and my partner ended up turning up on the night. And we got there and looked at the billboard and it was like a grunge band playing on the billboard. I'm like, looked at her, she looked at me, I'm like, oh no. And it was the night before. So we went there, we were waiting for months and months and years to see them. And we just went out for dinner, had a few drinks and a bit of commiseration. But I was not in a good place after that for some time.
Oh no, mate. Missed it. That's so unfortunate.
Missed it.
Kroger in Myrtlebank. G'day.
Krog.
G'day, guys. Commiseration jars. Hope you're hanging in there, mate. What a disgrace that was. Now, back in the day, you might not remember this, but you used to be able to travel overseas. So I went on a trip with the in-laws. And father-in-law's a big Beatles man. We did all the exhibits and everything before him. But the last day, we wanted to do the big Abbey Road photo. So I said, leave it to me, I'll organise a day out. We go to a pub, we have lunch, it's all great. We know we've got our flight that night. We get to Abbey Road. What's going on here? What's that? I've gone to the Abbey Road, the suburban Abbey Road, about an hour out. And flight was another hour away. Completely missed the photo.
No way.
Come on.
There you go. There's the karma.
You just went to like a side street, Abbey Road.
Operation. Yeah.
Let's wrap this up with Keith from Happy Valley. When did you go to the wrong venue?
Howdy, guys. Not the wrong venue, just somehow landed on the wrong plane. I'm sitting alongside of a woman and heading to the GF over in Melbourne, when you could.
Yeah.
And I said to this woman something about which team was she barracking for and so forth. We're heading to Melbourne and whatnot. She said, not on this plane, you're not, dear. This is a Sydney flight. I'm like a bloody sheepdog trying to get back out of this plane, chock-a-block full, and hit the tarmac. And where's the Melbourne flight? So that'd be the one taxiing off there. You missed it. Oh, no. So, we managed to somehow get onto another flight, paid a lot of dollars to get there, but it was the wrong bloody plane. And this is the one I was directed to. I couldn't believe it.
Got my heart rate up. That's a full Home Alone moment. I don't know how that could happen, how you can actually be allowed on the wrong flight.
Yeah, I thought you got to scan your ticket in. But, Blue, you got an interesting wrong flight, wrong town text message just then.
I did, from a mate. And his mate was meant to be judging the Queensland Sheep Show. He booked his flights to Townsville and couldn't understand when he got off the flight that there was no one there to meet him. Turns out he was supposed to be in Toowoomba. Oh, not Townsville. He reckons he was further away than when he started in Adelaide.
Oh, well done.
And just one on the Automasters text line here, 0488 51047, from Ash in Manham. Jars probably wished he'd turned up to the wrong event last Saturday, Arvo.
Oh, no.
Good on you.
They're coming for you, that's Jars. Okay. And you know what? I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, okay.
1400 Ks it is between Townsville and Toowoomba.
Uber. I've brought in our little lad, Tommy, who's our producer this week.
He needs a haircut. Little.
I beg your pardon, Bern?
Needs a haircut.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, well, let's just. I just thought I'd bring him in because we had a discussion last week off air. This is young Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, Jars. I'm very good. Nervous.
Boy. You're the Port Adelaide boy that's still recovering from that defeat.
Yep. Thanks.
Now, I overheard you talking about Tinder.
Oh, what?
Now, Uncle Jars, Uncle Greg, and Uncle Bern, we'd like to hear strapping, lovely young man. Don't interrupt when I talk. You're a strapping young man, and we're here to help. How's it tracking on Tinder? What's happened?
You overheard me talk about this. Can I say what actually happened?
What happened?
Yeah. We had a meeting post show the other day.
Okay.
I left, and then I heard you say. I heard you talk about it.
Me on Tinder.
You're saying you're talking about me.
Yeah, we want to get. We want to try and find you a lovely young lady.
Right.
Well, so Tinder is not the place to start.
Well, how do you know, Jake?
I spent a few months on online dating.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
how does it work?
How does it work, Tommy?
Flicking.
Do you flick a right or a left or up or down? How do you
flick right if you like.
If you like the young lass.
Yeah. Are you just permanently flicking right?
I'm not really into it, to be honest.
Tommy,
I don't know what about.
You're a strapping young man that needs a good bloody haircut.
Yeah.
So what's your profile? What do you got on your profile? What's your hobbies?
I don't even really use it.
Is it actually your photo that's on
your photo?
Profile?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's good.
How many photos do you have? Because you can have up to six.
Come on, mate.
I set it up like ages ago.
Okay.
You want like some by yourself of you.
I need advice from you guys, not...
Well, yeah, you want one?
I'll give you some advice.
Why don't you put a photo with Bernie, Bluey, and Jars? Oh, that might get you some more yeses.
Maybe just Jars. No, not at all. Keep me away from... Now, do you make any friends on there? And if you take the young lass out for a dinner or a date, where would you go?
Where would you take it?
Well, that's what you got to have. These are strategies you got to have ready to go.
Yeah, well, I need you guys to give me some advice.
What advice, boys, can we give this young man? Help him out.
Well, Jars will tell you to go parking with a girl.
Well, no. Well, I take Maz parking every now and then. That's what we've been together for 35 years.
There you go. So that's
Greg,
a good
you take thing. Catherine to the bloody wineries on Sunday.
Yes, we do. That's a bit of a
and
family
And Bern, you take Abby
weekend?
Where?
Lawn mowing. Out the front.
Grass cutting.
I take her for a bounce on the trampoline. A walk.
You and Ab's go on a trampoline, do you?
Yeah, well, Chunky. Harvey's generally on there, so we can't catch him, so we both have to get on at some stage.
All right. So, all good?
No, thanks for this. No,
I don't know if you've helped that.
Yeah, are you happy or not?
You haven't really helped me much.
So if there's any young lass out there, do you take them out for
one,
a bit
two,
of a...
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah,
desperate times.
And G, you're struggling as well,
I would not say I'm struggling. Thank you, Jars.
You're battling,
I just
G.
have high
you're
standards, mate. No, I've swiped no so far that until it said you have no more men in your area.
For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Ruin Dits for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
So what's he giving you, Ben Boone?
Yes, just got off the phone to Roo.
Yes.
He's doing his week off. He's actually got 2 weeks off, hasn't he?
Yeah. Has he got his teeth fixed? He said he was going to get his chompers done.
He's got a lot of things he needs fixing. I've got to see what he comes back like.
Got some
anyway,
good
a couple of tips he's got here. Adelaide, race 7, number 1, Star of Umar. Now, this is why he described it. Yeah. It'll jump to the front, it'll lead, and it'll just keep going. You'll have a cup of tea and a cigar at the 250-metre mark because this thing will just win. A bit like what you probably did at halftime last week, Jazz.
Oh.
It's probably what you shouldn't
the
have
cigar
done.
Out
but
the
he's got...
Did.
The smoke was maybe just getting in your eyes a little bit. You probably should have gone upwind and faced the other way.
Race 7, number 1.
Race 7, number 1, Star of Umar. It is only paying just under $3, but that will win, he said. Race 9, number 6 is the other one in Adelaide as well. Murray Alta, it'll get well. This is the opposite. It'll get well back. It'll run straight past the rest, though. Jars on the bend, and we'll finish it. But you know what? I'm trying to think of something to relate this to. A bit like South Gawler last week. They'll get well back, and it'll run past them on the bend and just keep going. We need a bit of luck, but it's the best horse in the race. That's paying about $4. Right. So hopefully the old South Gawler can get up for it.
You stay in Perth, mate. While you're...
Race 9, number 6, that one was.
So there is two tips, are they?
There is two tips.
All right.
So probably look at some other things.
And gamble what?
Unresponsibly.
No, responsibly.
Gamble responsibly.
All right.
On the Automasters text line, 0488 51047, we've got a question for you, Bern. It's from Steve from Craigmore. He said, who would you support in a granny between the D's and the Crows?
Good question, Steve. Because you're a club champion at both clubs.
That's a very good question. I think I know.
Oh, really?
Crows.
I would have said the other, D's.
Yeah. Why?
Well, it's more
recent. Probably the D's.
No, you can't.
You just said the Crows. Make a decision, mate.
He said that.
Yeah, who Crows?
Yeah, I think it would be Crows. Depending on who I played with, it's still there. So I still have players that I played with at Adelaide, but they're sort of expiring soon.
That's right.
Maybe I'll turn
to Melbourne. Oh, here we go.
Actually, yeah, no,
make
go Melbourne.
Decision.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
You just said the Crows.
Yeah, but well, Adelaide aren't going to be in it for another 10 years anyway.
You know Roo's going to ring you.
I'm on these. Oh, shit, Roo's ringing. Roo, I said your tip. I've already done it. Oh, the Crows thing. Sorry, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
And the last one for this week.
Yes, it is. It's September 24, World Punctuation Day today.
Who?
What was that?
Punctuation.
Punctuation.
I can't say it.
You chunkhead.
Punctuation.
Just concentrate on the T. Punctuation.
Today.
Yes, mate.
But you know what? I've been busy working for Grand Final Facts today.
Yeah,
I want to give you some Grand Final Facts that affect both the Melbourne Footy Club and some past history, but also some things that happened today. On this day, 1991, American rock band Nirvana released their second album, Nevermind. Now, you know the little baby in the pool that's naked on the front cover?
Yep.
That is that album. It Smells Like Teen Spirit was their big song, as well as Come As You Are.
Now, that photo of that nude baby, the lad's now growing up. Isn't he suing the Nirvana?
Yeah, he's trying. Oh, he's still chasing the dollar.
Out.
Yeah.
What?
It just came out that he was going to sue, but then he was really happy. He was doing gigs in that off the back of it. Then all of a sudden he thought, I might get some more money if I actually sue him.
That's and the funny thing is that he every year there's like been an anniversary for it. He's posted about it. He's got it tattooed on his body. And now he's saying he doesn't like
it. Embarrassed about it. Tackle.
Yeah.
On this day, 1952, KFC opened their first doors, their first franchise in Salt Lake City. Boys, there you go. Jeez, we've eaten some KFC. Are you a KFC man, Joe?
No. Nope. Hey, no junk food whatsoever. It has not touched his body for 10 years.
You look like you eat KFC for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Shut up. Breakfast? They don't open till 10,
I know
that.
What else you got, young man?
Hey, well, I've got some grand final facts just to send you off into the weekend. So you can play a bit of footy trivia with your mates. Whatever happens tomorrow, whoever wins, it'll be the first time a player is born in the 2000s that will play in a grand final. Okay. And also that means we'll have our first winner that's born in the 2003 team. So well done to them.
All the best. Yes, sir.
It's the third ever grand final to feature first v fifth on the ladder. Only third time ever. First v fifth after the minor rounds going into finals.
Well, yep.
It's the first grand final since 2010 where the two grand final teams are both from Melbourne. That's a surprise.
It is too.
Been 11 years.
Yes.
Did you realise that?
No, I didn't.
That's a good fact.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Good stat.
Yep.
Nah, very good.
It's the eighth grand final venue. Can you name a few of the others? I thought there would be less than this.
Brisbane.
There's eight.
We got Brisbane.
Brisbane.
You got Waverley Park.
Waverley.
Yeah.
They played at the Junction Oval.
That's right.
East Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Did
the Lakes Oval.
Wow.
And Princes Park.
There you go.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of grounds. I thought there's only a few. Hey, there's a connection with Melbourne in grand finals and earthquakes that week. We had an earthquake this week.
Yeah.
Melbourne in the grand final.
Yeah.
In 2000, There was an earthquake on the 29th of August 2000 in Ballara, Victoria.
Stop it.
That's freakish.
God,
that's freakish, Jars. Right. I know you've start, you, yes. you're starting to shake and sweat.
Yes.
This is freaky.
Yep.
Hey, Simon Goodwin could join four other current coaches that played in a premiership. Can you name them?
Okay.
Can you name them?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were finished.
He was packing
Chris
up.
Chris Scott, Damien Hardwick, John Longmire, and Adam Simpson,
well
and the
done,
others.
Burn. Good
stuff. And this weekend, my last fact.
Yes, Burn.
There will be, and I said this the other week, there will be no 200-game players in the grand final after selection, boys. It's the first time
ever
since Hawthorn v St Kilda in 1971. So there you go.
Enjoy
bit of footy trivia.
Final.
Enjoy your grand final.
Well done.
Enjoy yourself.
That's
do something
Burn.
Stupid. Get arrested.
What day is it again?
What is it, Burn?
I don't know what that is. It ends in a wire today, doesn't it?
Thanks for having us this week.
It's
G,
been
great
a
job,
pleasure.
Tommy. Well
Thank
done.
You.
See you,
Good
boys,
stuff,
back next week. See you, loves.